C.J. Miller on the road at the 98th National FFA Convention and Expo in Indianapolis, and I am with a big winner. She represents Hamilton Southeastern FFA in Hamilton County, the Fishers area, Ellie Taylor. And first of all, Ellie, tell me about the top prize that you were awarded here at the convention.
Yeah, so I was just fortunate enough to be named the national winner in the Agricultural Communications Proficiency.
And tell me a little bit about what went into that particular project.
Yeah, so agriculture communications can involve a variety of different platforms or experiences that you want to put into that. So that can be radio, broadcasting, videography, social media management. My SAE in particular, my proficiency, was involved with running my Hamilton Southeastern FFA chapter's media and then also my personal agriculture advocacy platform titled A Bridge to Agriculture. As far as putting it all together, a lot of tracking of hours and growth and outcomes and statistics of my social media platform. So a lot really went into making sure that I had a good proficiency.
And I would imagine that you have a passion, not just for social media, but broadcasting, perhaps journalism, all of it.
Yeah, definitely. Agriculture communications is probably my number one passion, especially with the agriculture industry and everything involved with it.
Are we going to have to worry about our jobs at Hoosier Ag today are going to come along and replace me?
I still got a few years before I actually enter the job market, so don't be scared yet. So I actually am currently a freshman at Purdue University. So I'm double majoring in agricultural communications and then agricultural sales and marketing with a minor in farm management.
Very nice. Are you a member of any clubs, like for example, Ag Communicators of Tomorrow, that sort of thing?
Yeah, I'm definitely involved in Agricultural Communicators of Tomorrow. I was also lucky enough to be placed on the National Agri-Marketing Association team. And then outside of those two organizations, I'm involved in Block and Bridle, Dairy Club, and then an on-campus ministry called Salt Company.
Tell me about some of your other involvement as a member of Hamilton Southeastern FFA when you were still a student at Hamilton Southeastern.
Yeah, so a big part of my leadership experience is I was able to be the chapter reporter for 2 years, part of the reason I was able to be so successful with my proficiency. And then I was also the Indiana FFA District 5 reporter for 2 years. And then my final year, I served as our chapter president. Outside of those main leadership roles, I was really involved on the contest side of FFA. So I was able to be national ranked for the Agriculture Marketing Plan CDE, and then also the Agriculture Communication CDE. And then I was also really involved like the Ag Sales Individual LDE. And then parliamentary procedure is probably one of my favorite contests and a bunch of different pursuits like that. And then I also really enjoyed our fun events that we did and our community service initiatives.
If folks are asking about FFA and they're not sure to join or not, what advice do you give to students who may be on the fence? I don't know if FFA is quite for me, Ellie.
That's a great question and obviously an apparent thought. That's something I was kind of nervous about when I first wanted to get involved in FFA. I wasn't quite sure what it was. But my advice would be to at least find one person that you can connect with within the organization and really pursue a relationship with them and try and find ways to get involved in ways that they can encourage you, because FFA is a very big organization and some chapters are huge, so it can feel very daunting to try and connect with everybody within it. So I think as long as you try really hard to connect with at least one person, that can be a bridge to so many other different avenues and leadership opportunities within the organization.
What drew you to become a member of FFA?
So I actually grew up with an agriculture background. I was born and raised in Tennessee for 13 years where I owned and showed horses. Then I lived on a sheep farm in Pennsylvania for a year and a half. So moving to Indiana, I already was pretty exposed to the agriculture background and the industry of it and already had a huge passion for it. So that's really what drew me to FFA. But my story at HSC is definitely one in a million. We don't have very many kids who come from an ag background. And I would say what I think draws them to our organization is definitely the community that we build and the opportunities and experiences that we offer. I know so many people in our chapter who don't have that ag background, but as soon as they come into the organization and get an exposure to even just a little taste of what FFA is, they fall in love with it and get super involved. So it's really cool to see people with non-ag backgrounds learn about agriculture and find a huge love and passion for it.
Once again, Ellie Taylor, graduate of Hamilton Southeastern High School in Hamilton County and now a freshman at Purdue University. And Ellie, thank you so much for joining us here today and congratulations on the Proficiency Award.
Thank you so much.